You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We bless the name of the Lord for another Friday, the beginning of another weekend. As our custom is, we fast and we pray on Fridays, and it's glorious Friday at Bethel Encounter.
Amen.
Now our theme scripture is Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So our prayer that we would not be entangled with any yoke of bondage, and as we go through this season, we'll get a deep revelation of staying free under the liberty which Christ has saved us. Now, today we are focusing on standing out by the glory of God in our lives. Standing out by the glory of God in our lives. We find in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for the light is coming, the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. We find there that the revelation of God's light in the word through Christ Jesus is for us to arise and stand out, reflecting God's glory. We are not supposed to be asleep or be dozing or be sluggish, dull, sleepy. No, we are supposed to arise. That light, scripture says that, and Jesus, the word was the light, and that light became the light of men. So Christ Jesus is the light. That light that we have received, for which we ought to arise. We ought to arise. The woman at the well, when Jesus ministered to her, she could not hold back. She arose, went into the city, and then told everybody, see what a man has told me. And so when we receive the word, when we received revelation through Christ Jesus, it is to propel us to spread the news, to arise and do something, to serve with consciousness, to serve with passion, to do something for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's my prayer that we arise and we'll be at work doing something for the Lord, and not taking what he has done, the liberty which he has won for us. Let us not take it for granted. Sometimes we behave as if we are doing someone a favor, but we forget that we were bound in darkness. Colossians 1:30, we're bound in darkness. It was only Christ Jesus who could move us from that kingdom of darkness into his kingdom, the kingdom of light. He set us free. And if we have received this light, we must not sit down, but we must arise and show forth his glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. But we all with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same glory from glory, into the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord. So you see, Jesus, according to Colossians, is the express image of the Father. If you want to see the Father, look at Jesus. Who is Jesus? The Word. If you haven't met Jesus face to face, look into his Word. Everything about him, he has left with us, stated clearly in his Word. And if you want to meet a man and you haven't met him in person, what he has said, everything he has released, you see that in there. So if you want to see the reflection of Christ Jesus, look into the Word. That is the light of God revealed in his Word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the glory of the Lord is located in his word. You have an encounter. As you look into his word, you realize that you begin to change. You begin to change. And you begin to change in to reflect his image and not anybody else. Move away from the word and you begin to reflect other things. But we must reflect the image of Christ from glory to glory, from one level to the next. We must be getting better and not getting worse off, but getting better. And we have to hold on to the word, look into the word daily, and from glory to glory will change daily. Hallelujah. We are praying that transform us from glory to glory by the entrance of your word, as we see in Psalm 119 verse 130. The entrance of thy word giveth light, giveth light, giveth light, giveth light. So we are praying that transform me from glory to glory by the entrance of your word. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Transform, 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 transform. Our second prayer topic is from Psalm 19 verse 1. Psalm 19 verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. So you see that, how do we see the glory of God? One way to see his glory is to look at the works of his hand, to look at creation. When you look at creation, you look at the sun, how beautiful it is. You see how majestic the stars are in the sky. When you see the way that the ocean never overfloods its bank but remains, and the earth too remains in its place, you see that God is glorious. He is majestic. He is beautiful. He's the chief architect of the earth. He knows what he's about. He's in control. He's in charge. And so we are praying that, Lord, let my life declare your glory to the world. This means that, God, work through me. Work through me to reflect your glory to the world. When people see me, let them see you. When they see my life, when they see where I was and where today you have brought me, let them see your handiwork at work in my life. Let them see that your hand is manifesting through my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let my life declare your glory to the world. Declare your glory to the world. Let the world see my life and experience hope in you. Let them see your handiworks in my life, and let it draw them close to you. Let it draw them to you. Reflect your glory through my life, Lord, to the point that it draws the world to you. Our last prayer topic, reveal your glory through my life and ministry. We read Isaiah 40 verse 5, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Reveal, reveal your glory through my life and ministry. We know that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are vessels of the Spirit of the living God. And so when the Lord works through us, he reveals his glory. Let all flesh see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. We know from scripture that in the end time, the Lord said that he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Is to reveal his glory. The Spirit of the Lord is not poured onto flesh to reflect fleshy things, but to reveal his glory. You cannot reveal his glory by the flesh. You cannot reveal his glory by the intent of any man. It takes the Spirit of God to reveal his glory. When the angel of the Lord came to Mary, Mary told the angel, "Let it be unto thy servant as that which thou hast said." She availed herself that, okay, go ahead and have your way through my life. And so Mary couldn't have just conceived by her own or given birth to a baby by herself. It took the Spirit of the Lord. And so we are praying that, Lord, reveal your glory through our lives and through our service or our ministry. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Jesus, if you have not given your life to Christ Jesus, I'm inviting you humbly to do so right now. If you are listening online, just say this prayer from your heart and it shall be so. Lord Jesus, I come before your throne of grace. Please have mercy upon me. From this day, I surrender my life completely to you. Be the Lord over my life. Be my King. I'm your servant, O Lord. I turn away from any wicked way. I turn away from any sinful way. Have mercy upon me. You are the only one who has the power to rescue sinners and then, Lord, even translate them into your kingdom. So therefore, Lord, I thank you that this day, as I have submitted myself to your authority and given my life to you, I'm no longer in the camp of the enemy, but Lord, I'm a child of God. I thank you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Let's bless the name of the Lord with a song of worship.
Oh, Amen. If you just gave your life to Christ in this service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.